person shouldn't matter that much. You talked a lot about the missed assignments, breaking his tackles. How do you address that when you have a short week like this, and how have you kind of addressed that?
Well, just like we have every week. I mean, we look at where we had issues, and we address those with the team, and we look to correct those things. And what happens is when you play a really good offense like we played last week, they put a lot of pressure on you, and they speed the tempo up and do a lot of different things and make you have to execute under pressure, and they do a great job of that. And obviously we didn't do as good a job as we needed to in that regard.
Is that something, I mean, when you look at the Staffords that you've played, the Rodgers you've played, it's those are the kinds of quarterbacks that can do those things. I mean, so is that kind of the next step in the growth process?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, listen, we've said from day one that we got a lot of growth to do on this defense, and we continue to have a lot of growth. We got a lot of young players still that are playing for us, and we got to continue to get those guys better, and we're going to eventually get to be where we want to be. We're just not quite there yet.
Were the blocking schemes used against Doomerville and especially against Miller any different last week? Anything you can adjust
to
may not play as well?
No, I don't think it was really the blocking schemes. I think as much as anything, it was the quarterback understands where to go with the ball. He gets the ball out of his hands quickly, and he doesn't allow people to get to him very often. And, we got a couple hits on him there, but, he gets rid of the ball so quickly. And that's why it's important that you have tight coverage early in the down and make sure you know what your responsibilities are. And we had a couple of busted assignments where we just gave him, easy throws to wide open guys. And when you play against good teams, you can't do that.
How much, not to oversee, but how much influence does Doc have when he's back there, given the experience he has with the communication?
Well, I think the communication is one of the biggest things that he does. I mean, he's able to communicate. He's able to help people get lined up. He's able to kind of get us in the right defense or the right checks. And so from that standpoint, I mean, those types of things are invaluable, and that's what experienced players bring for you. And we missed that in the game the other day.
How much has Vaughn lived up to the number two pick, the expectations that you had for him when you guys were scouting him and picked him and then where he's at?
Well, I tell you, I mean, I think he's lived up to those expectations. I mean, he's done an outstanding job of getting to the quarterback. He's continued to develop as far as a linebacker is concerned and being a stack linebacker but behind the ball and playing not only zone but man coverages. And so I think he's really progressed in that aspect. And so I think he's lived up to being the number two pick. And we still got a few games left to play and see if we can't keep him being productive.
Should he be the defensive rookie of the year?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, that's not for us to say. He's our defensive rookie of the year.
Quit. Don't talk about the card.
This might be a little bit above your pay grade, but when you were talking to Zanders a few weeks ago about Vaughn, he said, it was one of those guys you looked at and he was like a 10 or 15 year player for the skill set. He said, but it was a little part of you too when you saw Darius that went, boy, that's a pretty good piece to have on the inside.
Oh, well, too. Hey, listen, I think when we looked at all those guys, I mean, Peterson, the corner in Arizona now, and obviously Vaughn, Marcel, we looked at it as all three of those guys were worthy of the pick. Unfortunately, we couldn't have all three of them, so we had to make a decision, and we thought Vaughn kind of was the most dynamic player from a defensive perspective that we could ask for.
In terms of from your experience doing scouting and combines and all that kind of stuff, what was that defensive class like? I mean, at the top of the draft, I mean, those are some pretty elite.
No, there were some good. There were some really good impact players at the top of the draft, and that's why we felt good about whoever we were able to get. I mean, there was a lot of question on who was going to be the number one pick, and was Carolina going to go with a defensive guy, and then who were we? So we felt good about where we were at. We knew we were going to get a really good player at number two, and so we were fortunate that this was a year that we really wanted to go defense.
Do you look mostly at the injuries that they've had? I mean, early in the season they were making a lot of downfield plays that really kind of has cut off a lot more interceptions by Fitzpatrick. What do you attribute the drop off to a little bit here?
Yeah, well, I think injuries obviously have a big factor in it. That's the way of the National Football League, and that's why Your young players got to grow up early, and your backup players got to be able to step up when they're called upon. But that's just the way of the game, and I think it's been unfortunate for them that they've lost a couple guys that have been really impactful players for them on offense specifically.
Not to give away your game plan or anything, but I mean, it's no secret that Champs matched up with best receivers this year quite a bit. How much of a luxury has that been for you, and how much have you been able to do that in your previous, you know, career, to have somebody just kind of send him over? Not that he does it every single down, but...
No, I think it's definitely a luxury. I mean, I think anytime you got a guy that can... You can kind of say, you go take care of that guy and we'll worry about all the rest of them. You know, makes your job easier as a coordinator, and makes our job easier as a defense. So, you know, we've been fortunate to have a guy like that, and he still plays at an elite level, and we're going to continue to try to use him the best way we can.
Coach, when Buffalo's good and kind of clicking, what makes them good?
Well, I think when they're really good and clicking, I think they've got a good combination of run and pass. I mean, I think they try to spread you out, getting a lot of opened up sets. And then obviously, you know, lately it's been C.J. Spiller. Previously it was Fred Jackson. But they spread you out and they make you execute in the running game. And then, you know, Fitzpatrick does a nice job of getting the ball in the right spots and getting the ball out of his hands and not letting you get to him.